Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is Shivasa Tammuz. It is the 17th of Tammuz 5784. It is the fast of Tammuz that began this morning early and will end, I believe, at 5:50. It is a significant day in the Jewish calendar. It's a very sad day. This year, it feels even more sad, somewhat unnecessary, because we're feeling this anyway. We wanted to try and get a little bit of perspective. Rabbi Moshe Schnurb is joining us this morning to talk about this day. Rabbi Moshe Schnurb, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Howard, how are you? Boy, it's been a long time.
Way too long. Way too long. So it's a strange day. This year feels a little bit more strange, because I feel like to some extent, for over nine months, we've been living Shivasa Tammuz, or the 3 weeks. Give us some context here. Give us a way to approach today.
Okay, that's a fair question. So first of all, let's just get the historical context down. Shiva Tammuz was actually the day where the Second Temple, so the great Roman army actually breached the walls of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, of the Holy City, which of course was step one to the actual destruction of the Temple, which took place 3 weeks from today on Tisha B'Av.
Right.
And we've actually been in that state of suffering and destruction without the temple, without this tremendous bastion of holiness and spirituality that we had for just the period of 400 years, and then a short break and another 400 years plus change. And now we are living in a situation where we're building up from the low situation of that was subsequent to destruction towards what we're promised by all the prophets, that it's going to be rebuilt again. And what we're living throughout all these terrible, terrible, tumultuous times, these last 9 months, and of course, all the years and all the persecutions and all the suffering that we've had over the last nearly 2,000 years of this exile, are all steps climbing again up the ladder, very slowly, very deliberately, very sometimes very, very painfully and arduously, towards again a goal that we know it's there at the end of the tunnel, that tremendous light that we are going to achieve. So it is a tremendously sad day, and what we've experienced in the last months is really just a bit of an example for us that we don't actually understand at all what is actually happening in the world. What is God's plan? Things seem completely incomprehensible to us. Nothing at all makes sense. Not the situation in Israel. Not the situation in America, and I'm an American, but the American politics seems absolutely completely unreasonable. The whole world is has gone what we would see as being tipsy and completely upside down. But that's only because we see it, of course, from a perspective of what we understand and what we're kind of lectured and told to understand by those who are supposedly in the know, and they try to figure it out for us. But of course, as human beings, we have such a limited perspective of what's going on. We see one teeny angle, and we think that's the whole picture. And the picture, of course, is much, much larger. It's beyond us. It's beyond our country. It's beyond the world at the moment. It's beyond anything, because it's part of a great, great big scheme that is leading somewhere, and we don't know where it is. So what do we do? What do we do about it? How do we figure out? How do we find our hands and feet? How do we find a direction
some
for
form
ourselves?
Of stability,
So obviously, we can't change the world. none of us can get up and say, okay, we're going to make peace and everything's going to be fine, or we're going to do it this way. So we have to realize, and I think that's the most important thing that every single person needs to understand, is that there's this great big huge world, and every human being and every family,
a microcosm
of that greater world. And what we have to do is we have to build from inside out. We have to work on, what can I do to change in a positive way my world? How can I be kinder to people? How can I perhaps, instead of, as we're so prone to do, to look at people and nitpick and find the shortcomings and find ways of, well, you know, how can I sort of prove that I'm superior and better? If we would start looking at ourselves and encouraging ourselves, I can be a better person. I can do something for the world by doing something in my own little environment. I can, you know, help my family. I can help my community. I can do something to make my own personal life on a higher level, on a higher plane. Then what I've actually done is I've changed the world, because, you know, it's the old analogy of the stone in the water. Everything we do, that stone hits the water, and the ripples just continue to spread. How? We don't know. Just like we don't know how anything else works in the world.
Right.
We don't know the effect of our actions. But so Shavasana Tamas and generally the concept of a fast day is for us to stop for a moment. Okay, you're not into your food today. You're not into so much the physical trappings around you. Stop for a second and think where you are and where you're going and where you want to go. And it's a time to perhaps, you know, be able to put on brakes and if you need to, change direction, make a little alteration in one's course. Check the radar if the direction you're heading in is a direction that's going to take you to somewhere good and wholesome and a real goal, or, you know, end up in the shoals, in the places that are going to be entrap you further.
Yeah, I do need a break, and that is where we're going to leave it. I think that's incredible perspective, and I think so important. We can't control the world. We can really change our own environment. We can change our own direction. We can make a difference to those right around us and see where those ripples on the pond leave us and lead us to. Rabbi Moshe Schnurb, thank you for that, talking about Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, inspirational message for the fast day.